Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Eric White. The first inset article is Saving a Community Gem. The Pacific Southern Railway Club, featured in the November 2023 Model Railroader, was faced with the loss of its longtime home when club president and homeowner Carl Pate passed away in 2024. Coming to the rescue was James Murr Murray from the popular show Impractical Jokers. Murr's love of trains and the club's needs all came together for a perfect story. Read all about it on trains.com. The next inset article is Check Out Cody's Office. The popular show with senior editor Cody Grivno is now a monthly feature on trains.com video. In the most recent installment, Cody has three new products, including a freight car, a locomotive, and a new book from Firecrown, Arduino Projects, by Paul and David Bratt. Plus, learn a modeling tip and see what Cody has in the mailbag. The next inset article is Get Your Daily Dose. Check out Model Railroader's new Photo of the Day on trains.com. Whether you're looking for inspiration or just some pretty pictures, you can find something new every day on the Model Railroader section of trains.com. The final inset article is NMRA Celebrates 90 Years. The National Model Railroad Association has been guiding the hobby with its standards and recommended practices since 1935. But while some may think the organization has done all it can, this interview with NMRA President Gordy Robinson shows the folks at the world's premier model railroading group has plenty more to do and lots to offer model railroaders of all interest levels. Check out the interview with Gordy and Model Railroader editor Eric White on trains.com. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. Adding skills adds to our enjoyment. A recent post on a Facebook model railroading page reminded me of part of the reason why I love this hobby. When explaining to others why we build model railroads, especially to people who participate in other building hobbies, we talk about how model railroading is really a collection of hobbies and also a collection of skills. We're model builders, of course, but not just one kind of model. The trains are the stars of the show, but we also model structures and landscapes, roads and vehicles. We're also woodworkers. We need something to put our track and structure models on, something to support our scenery. And we're electricians. Our models run on electricity. We have to wire our track, and we can add lighting and animation. And that might mean we're also programmers, writing code to direct an Arduino board, or creating logic for a signal system to operate. Modeling structures require similar skills to modeling trains. Both are often made of plastic, so we learn how to handle that material. Whether it's shaping, gluing, or painting, plastic modeling helps us build a particular set of skills. Many structure models are made of wood, and this requires different skills. Train models can have parts made of metal, whether photo-etched or more traditional shapes. We learn to work with those materials and how to attach them with glues or soldering. As we try different types of modeling, we build on these skills. But our environments need more than structures and trains. Landforms are an important part of the world we're trying to recreate, so we learn to work with a variety of materials to create mountains and rivers, meadows and city streets. We build forms from crumpled newspaper, woven cardboard strips, wrinkled screen wire, on which we slather plaster or sculpt a mold, or we contour foam into mountains and valleys, learning how to make our model environments look like the ones we see our prototype trains running through. Building the benchwork to support this all teaches us to measure twice and cut once, or how to fix the mistakes we've made. We learn what materials will support our trains, how to create a grade, and lay out a curve. The post on Facebook talked about how the iterative nature of these skills, that they build on one another, makes this a hobby that allows us to constantly grow and extend our enjoyment. On the flip side, it means it takes time to acquire and develop all of these skills. Few people adopt model railroading and instantly produce the perfect model railroad. But that means model railroading is the ideal hobby for a lifetime of growth, learning, and fun. The next article is News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno. First, an HO scale. Alco HO scale RS-11 diesel locomotive. New paint schemes on this Atlas Classic model include Burlington Northern, Duluth, Winnipeg, and Pacific, Genesee Valley, Norfolk and Western, Pacific Railroad, and Sonora, Baja, California. The HO scale model, which features a plastic body and die-cast metal chassis, is offered in 1 to 2 road numbers per scheme. Product features include golden white light-emitting diode headlights, factory-installed and painted wire grab irons, and 2 painted crew figures. Direct current models are priced at $174.95, and versions with an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder retail for $289.95. Available from Atlas Model Railroad Company, reachable at 908-687-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. Inset to the article is Club Offerings. Chesapeake and Ohio Wood Train Order Platform. Unpainted 3D printed kit with platform, lampshade, and length of wire for gooseneck. Minor cleanup may be necessary. Measures 5 by 10 scale feet. N scale, $14.95. HO scale, $15.95. Chesapeake and Ohio Historical Society, located at 312 East Ridgeway Street, Clifton Forge, Virginia, 24422, reachable at 540-862-2210, or chessyshop.com, that's chessyshop.com. Now on to HO scale locomotives. Electromotive Division SD-45 Diesel Locomotive. Erie Lackawanna, Great Northern, Helm Financial Corporation, Louisville in Indiana, Montana Rail Link, Motive Power International, Southern Pacific, and Wisconsin Central. ABS body with die-cast metal chassis, factory-applied handrails, grab irons, horn, bell, wipers, and etched metal grills. Individually controllable lights, and metal KD-compatible couplers. Direct current model, $249.99, with dual-mode Paragon 4 sound decoder featuring Rolling Thunder, $374.99. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Next is the Via Rail Rebuilt RDC-1 and RDC-2. Via Rail Canada, RDC-1, number 6105, and RDC-2, numbers 6217 and 6219. Stainless steel finish, etched metal roof grills and fan covers, illuminated number boxes and class lights, operating Via-style xenon light and ditch lights, underframe piping, fabricated or cast truck side frames as appropriate, and MoPower capacitor. Suggested minimum radius 22 inches. Without sound, $249.95. With sound, $359.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Next is HO Scale Rolling Stock. Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Peaked Roof Caboose. 500 to 599 and 2201 to 2300 classes and CE-3 rebuilds. Prototype specific details, see-through etched metal end steps, and wire grab irons and ladder rungs. Magnetically controlled operating lighting, $149.99. Class 1 model works, reachable at 816-243-0044 or class1modelworks.com. That's classonemodelworks.com. Pullman Standard 60-foot flat car, Alaska Railroad, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, BNSF Railway, Southern Railway, Trailer Train, TTX, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Intermountain metal wheel sets and body-mounted metal knuckle couplers, $46.95. Intermountain Railway Company, reachable at 800-472-2530 or intermountain-railway.com. 40-foot wood refrigerator car with steel ends. Agger Packing Company, Burlington Refrigerator Express, Hormel, Libby, Pacific Fruit Express, and Patrick Coudé. 4 road numbers per scheme. Also available undecorated. Metal wheels on plastic axles and Proto Max metal couplers. $35.98. William K. Walthers Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Next is HO Scale Details and Accessories. Wrapped lumber load for 73-foot center beam flat car. Canfor, Domtar, Georgia Pacific, Idaho Forest Group, Irving, Sierra Pacific, Tembec, and Tolco. Each package contains 4 differently configured rows. Each package completes 1 car. Loads feature see-through gaps between rows and are held together by mini magnets. $24.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated. Reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Next is N-Scale Rolling Stock. American Car and Foundry 2-Bay Center Flow Covered Hopper. BNSF Railway, Chicago and Northwestern, DuPont, GATX Leasing, Montana Rail Link, Norfolk Southern, Union Pacific, and Winchester and Western. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Etched metal running boards and metal wheel sets, $38.95. Intermountain Railway Company, reachable at 800-472-2530 or intermountain-railway.com. National Steel Car 73-foot Center Beam Flat Car. Trailer Train, BC Rail, BNSF Railway, Canadian National, Copper Basin Railway, Ontario Northland, Norfolk Southern, Union Pacific, and Wisconsin Central. 6 road numbers per paint scheme. 2 top truss, deck, and underbody configurations. Multiple end cage, brake stand options, and truck types, and metal wheel sets. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Next in N-Scale, 45-foot Freihoff Z Van Trailer. This newly tooled model from Athern is decorated for Burlington Northern, Clipper Express, Transamerica Distribution Services, and extra lease in 2 road numbers per scheme. The N-Scale trailer is offered in 2 body styles, smooth and ribbed side, with 2 rear door styles. Additional details include a separate factory-applied wire landing gear crank and positionable bogies. The 45-foot Fryhoff Z van trailer, available now, is priced at $31.99. Athearn Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. Inset into the article is Kester Receives NMRA Pioneer Award. Tony Kester, author of the popular Trains of Thought column in Model Railroader magazine and editor of Model Railroader's annual publication, Model Railroad Planning, was one of four recipients of the 2025 National Model Railroad Association Pioneer in Model Railroading Award. The citation on his award read, quote, author of regular articles in the hobby press and editor of magazines, annual publications, and guides. He is also a pioneer of proto-freelancing and a promoter of realistic operations on model railroads. End quote. The Pioneer in Model Railroading Award was developed by the Model Railroad Industry Association. The NMRA took over the award in the 1990s. It's one of seven NMRA honors awards. Quote, I've been fortunate to work directly or indirectly in the model railroad industry since 1969 and got to meet many of the true pioneers, including Al Kalmbach, in my college years, end quote, Tony said. Quote, to be included among them is quite an honor. I deeply appreciate receiving the NMRA's Pioneer Award and the recognition of service to our great hobby that accompanies it, end quote. This year's posthumous recipients included Minton Cronkite, credited with developing O-scale in the United States, Yuji Kato, founder of Kato Precision Railroad Models, and Sidney Pritchard, founder of Pritchard Patent Products Limited, or PICO. To see the all-time list of award recipients, visit nmra.org. Next is the Athearn Genesis HO-EMD GP38-2. An upgraded HO-scale electromotive division GP38-2 is available from Athearn. The Genesis series model is now offered with illuminated number boxes and class lights, along with light-emitting diode lighting and all-wheel drive and electrical pickup. Electromotive Division produced the GP38-2 from January 1972 through July 1986. During the course of the production run, more than 2,200 units were built. The four-axle road switcher, rated at 2,000 horsepower, had a 16-cylinder 645E3 diesel engine, an AR10 alternator, and D77B traction motors. The sample we received is decorated as Milwaukee Road 363, part of the railroad's 350 through 365 series. The Milwaukee Road ordered its GP38-2s in two batches. Units 350 through 355 were built in June 1973 and didn't have dynamic brakes. Diesels 356 through 365, equipped with dynamic brakes, joined the roster in September 1974. Similar to other Athearn Genesis models, the GP38-2 has a multi-piece plastic body and a die-cast metal chassis. The locomotive features a variety of factory-applied detail parts, including wire grab irons, MU hoses, and Selcon handrails and stanchions. The Milwaukee Road unit has many prototype-specific details, including a roof-mounted prime electric bell, an all-weather cab window on the engineer's side of the cab, and a 1,700-gallon fuel tank. Of the three units Athearn offers decorated for Milwaukee Road, the 363 is the only one with dynamic brakes and billboard-style lettering. I removed the front and rear draft gearboxes to separate the chassis from the shell. Wires are tethered between the two, so use caution when lifting the shell from the chassis. The motor and flywheels are centered in the chassis. The dual cube speakers are located above the rear truck. Our review sample is decorated in Milwaukee Road's orange and black paint scheme. The lettering placement matches prototype images. Drawings of the EMD GP38-2 were published in Model Railroad Cyclopedia, Volume 2, Diesel Locomotives, out of print. The Athearn Genesis model matches printed dimensions. The GP38-2 we received has a Soundtrax Tsunami 2 decoder. I tested the model at the workbench with an NCE power cab. At step 1, the model moved at just under 4 scale miles per hour. At step 28, the locomotive achieved a top speed of 66 scale miles per hour. Next, I took the GP38-2 over to the Winston-Salem southbound for further testing. The model had no problem switching cars, easily navigating the number 4 turnout and 30-degree crossing. More than 50 years after the first GP38-2 was produced, many examples can still be found in service. The HO Athearn Genesis model faithfully captures the lines of the prototype. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price: direct current model with 21-pin NEM connector, $229.99. With dual-mode Soundtrax Tsunami 2 sound decoder, $329.99. Manufacturer: Athearn Trains at 2904 Research Road, Champaign, Illinois, 61822, or athearn.com. Era: January 1972 to present, varies based on paint scheme. Road names: Milwaukee Road, BNSF Railway, Chehalis Western, EMD Lease, Norfolk Southern, and Union Pacific. 2 to 3 road numbers per scheme. Features: body-mounted McHenry scale couplers at correct height. Metal wheels on plastic drive axle gears, properly gauged. Minimum radius, 18 inches. Recommended radius, 22 inches. Weight, 13.2 ounces. Next is the Broadway Limited N-Scale EMD NW2. Broadway Limited has released a new run of its N-Scale Electromotive Division NW2 diesel locomotive. The end cab switcher features a die-cast metal body and chassis, all-wheel electrical pickup, factory-applied detail parts, and body-mounted couplers. Electromotive Division built the NW2 from February 1939 through December 1949. Production was paused from 1942 to 1945 by the War Production Board. By the time the last switcher came off the assembly line, more than 1,100 NW2s were built. The sample we received is decorated as New York, Ontario, and Western 123, one of 21 NW2 diesels delivered to the railroad in 1948. The full-size switcher was acquired by New York Central, becoming its 9508, after the NYO and W ceased operations. The switcher later went to Penn Central, 8691, and Conrail, 9269. The NW2 was retired in February 1981 and traded to EMD in June 1983 for credit on an SD50 order. The Broadway Limited NW2 is based on a Phase 5 prototype. Spotting features include 6 louvered doors per side with a letterboard gap, larger gussets where the frame meets the stepwells, large curved front cab windows that follow the roofline, and a straight transition from the hood to the cab. The model has a mix of cast, formed wire, and plastic grab irons, handrails, and stanchions. Separate factory-applied details include the single chime air horn, bell, and smokestacks. The front and rear windshield wipers are molded as part of the window glazing and picked in silver. Our review sample is neatly painted in NYO&W's gray, yellow, and orange scheme. The separation lines between colors are crisp, but the bottom of the orange bib on the front of the hood should be round, not flat. The top quarter of the front and rear pilots should be painted the same gray as the body. The biggest difference between the prototype and the model is the locomotive phase. The full-size NYO&W units were Phase 4 units. Spotting features included a frame that overhung the gussets and a two-step transition from the hood to the cab. Since our sample has a dual-mode Paragon 4 decoder, I tested it at the workbench using an NCE power cab. At step 1, the end cab switcher moved at 3 scale miles per hour. The locomotive hustled down the track at 107 scale miles per hour at step 28, well above the prototype's top speed. With a drawbar pull of 0.48 ounce, the model should be able to pull 12 free-rolling freight cars on straight and level track. I then took the BLI NW2 over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy State Line route for testing in a layout environment. The switcher did a great job working the yard at Rockford, Illinois. It also muscled 7 two-bay hoppers up the 1% grade between the quarry and Williams Bay, Wisconsin, without difficulty. The Electromotive Division NW2 holds the distinction of being the diesel manufacturer's best-selling switcher of all time. Thanks to the use of die-cast metal construction, the N-scale version from Broadway Limited Imports should be able to handle a variety of tasks, such as yard and industrial switching, or leading a train on a tourist line. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price: stealth or no sound, $189.99. With dual-mode Paragon 4 sound decoder with Rolling Thunder, $259.99. Manufacturer, Broadway Limited Imports, at 9 East Tower Circle, Oxmond Beach, Florida, 32174, or broadway-limited.com. Era, 1939 to 1980s, varies based on paint scheme. Road names, New York, Ontario, and Western, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Great Northern, Indiana Harbor Belt, Milwaukee Road, Reading Company, Rock Island, and Union Pacific. Two road numbers per paint scheme. Features: body-mounted magnematic compatible couplers at correct height, metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic drive axle gears properly gauged, minimum radius 9 inches, weight 2.1 ounces. Thank you for joining us for Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777. Or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.